Mazakatala Valegredosha, Roba Kazata, Libra Kata, Rebaya Gadala Bushaba, Rekezeketele Malozo, Kupila Vrekatali Brakazata, Maskete Ilava Loshaba, Arezeketele Vagredosu Libra Hadagradosha. Hallelujah. All right, choir, sing for me the desire of God. It is not impossible. Oh, Shili Mazze Brekatele Vagredosu Brakatala Vagredosha Bahada. Mazeketele Brakadozo Prikeva Kata Anda Mayanda Labusha.
To indwell man and to fill the earth with his glory, it's not impossible. It's not impossible to have a world of songs. Of songs. A world of prayer filled with his spirit. It's not impossible.
It's
not impossible.
Oh, we believe it is not impossible.
It's not impossible.
Yara katala bala bala dosh.
To have all the songs. All of men filled
with the spirit.
It's not impossible. No, it's not impossible. Say, for God has spoken. For God.
Another again.
From one to another, we light up each other.
We light up each other. Oh, Zakatala.
And you take it further.
Oh,
from one to one to one, we see it happen.
It's not impossible.
Impossible.
All right, open to Haggai chapter 2. Haggai chapter 2. It is not impossible. It is not impossible. Are we there? Haggai chapter 2. Haggai chapter 2. Verse 12. Play my part. And you take it further. Are we there? Okay, let's read together. Haggai chapter 2 verse 6. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once, it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth, and the sea and the dry land. Verse 7, and I will shake all nations. The desire of all nations shall call. And I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. Verse 8, the silver is mine, and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. Verse 9, let's go together loud and clear. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. Say, it is not impossible. Oh, you're not sure. Say, it is not impossible. Hallelujah. All right, Father, we thank you this morning for this opportunity once again to be here. We say thank you, Father. Lord, we receive instructions, corrections, understanding from your word this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord, our conduct is shaping the right in the name of Jesus. Oh, to the end that we are productive in ministry and we become effective in the communication of those things which are ours in you. Father, we say this morning you are glorified in the name of Jesus, and even as we are edified, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All right, say to your neighbor, it is not impossible. Okay, you can have your seat. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Aha, I'm happy to be back home. Amen. Good morning, everybody. Hallelujah. Okay, this morning we're going to be looking at the mission is possible. The mission is possible. The mission is possible. The mission is possible. Praise the Lord. So we read Haggai chapter 2 earlier on. We are still going to read it again. Haggai chapter 2 verse 6. Haggai chapter 2 verse 6. Ensure you are with your writing materials, your Bible, your notepad, your pen. And ensure you are opening your scriptures. Praise the Lord. Haggai chapter 2 verse 6. Okay, let's go together. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth, and the sea and the dry land. And I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. And I will fill this house with glory, said the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine. Say, the silver is mine. Okay. And the gold is mine, said the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter house shall what? Shall be greater than all of the former, said the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, said the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. Okay. Just put your hands there. Let's go to 2 Timothy 3 verse 14. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 14. We are coming back to that Haggai. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 14. Glory, 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 glory. Okay, I bring regards from Kaduna. They are saying hi to you here. Amen. Okay, are we there? 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 14. Okay, let's go. It says, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned, what? And hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. I read again. But continue thou in the things which what? Which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast what? Hast learned them. So the word that we must pay attention to there is the word continue. Praise the Lord. So Apostle Paul was telling Timothy, said, well, continue in those things which you have learned. Praise the Lord. The word continue there means what? To tarry. Stay put. Stay put. Tarry in those things which you have learned of me. And also, you must specifically pay attention to the man you are learning from. You must know whom you are learning from. And those things which you are learning from the man, you must continue in it. Praise the Lord. Okay, 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 2 also. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 2. Let's see something similar. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 2. Just a chapter after the one we read earlier. Preach the word. Be instant in season. Out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and what? Okay, I'm not hearing your voice. I don't read alone. Let me wait for you. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2. Are we there? Okay, let's read together. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and verse 3, everybody. For the time will come when they will not endure what? Sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having what? Itching ears. So sound doctrine is to be endured. Paul said earlier, I said continue. He's saying again, say what? What? He must endure it. Praise the Lord. Something you endure means what? It is not something that comes easily. It doesn't come in a regular way. It's something that demands endurance. So the man given to sound teaching was what? Must endure. Sound doctrine is to be what? To be endured. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 15. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 15. 1 Timothy 4 15. Let's go together. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them that are profiting, may what? Appear to all. Meditate upon what? These things. Verse 16. Take heed unto what? Thyself. And to the doctrine and what? Continue in them. Same word. Continue in them, for in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that yet be. So Apostle Paul says, continue in preaching and meditation. Continue in preaching and what? Meditation. Say, meditate upon these things. Continue in them. When you meditate upon these things, you are what? You are taking it unto thyself. Say, well, meditate upon these things. So in preaching, we must what? We must continue in preaching. We must continue in endurance. We must continue in doggedness. We must give ourselves only to them. So he says, in continue, you are going to save yourself. When you take heed unto yourself, you take heed unto the message, and you meditate upon those things, you're not just going to save yourself also, you're going to save those that what? That hear you. So there is safety in that counsel. When you take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, there is safety, both for you and your hearers. And this brings us towards to discipleship. Because these things are only obtainable in discipleship. Praise the Lord. And if you check the Bible, there is, and actually if you are to define by what Jesus called discipleship, discipleship in the early church or in the days of Jesus is actually abandoning all that you have and you relocate to meet somebody. Discipleship is a what? You abandon that your life to stay with someone. You leave all behind, all that belongs to you, you leave it behind to cleave to somebody. If you go through the book of Acts, you are going to be seeing that, I mean, the Bible says, and what? And the disciples cleave themselves unto Paul and Barnabas. Discipleship has never been, this is my own way, I think this is how I want it to be. Discipleship is never on your terms. No. It is not on our terms. Ensure you're writing. Please pay attention to your neighbor. Ensure he or she's writing. Discipleship is never on our terms. Bible definition of discipleship: what? We abandon our life and we stay with someone else. And that is why we never, and there will never be anything called a part-time ministry. Part-time in Christ ministry. We don't have anything like that. There's nothing like that. It does not change. In the early church, ministry is full-time. Say ministry. Say ministry is full-time. So we don't have anything called in Christ part-time ministry. We don't have that. Where it becomes the icing on the cake. No. It is actually the entire cake itself. It's not something you do. It's not something after you're done with your life, you know what? You now give allowance for it by the wayside. No. It is ministry that determines our life. Our life does not give allowance to ministry. It is what ministry that gives allowance to other things in our life. Discipleship. That is Bible terms. That is Christianity. That is why you begin to wonder in the early days that why was it so easy for men like Apostle Paul to say continue, tarry, and all. He said, I have known my words, I have known my doctrine, you have known my manner of life, my patience, and all. It's because they had little exposure to another things outside ministry. Why? Because they abandoned those things behind and they cleave unto the gospel of Christ. They cleaved unto what? Unto the ministry of Jesus. So they had nothing, nothing else they look back to. Distractions became easy for them to cope. Why? Because all that encapsulates their mind, all that occupies their mind is what? Is the gospel of Christ and the ministry of sin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is why we reduce the influence of the world. You know, 1 Corinthians was saying, he said, what? Knowing what? I mean, the fact that we are in the world, we must know how to use the things of the world without abusing it. Praise the Lord. We must what? Know how to use the things of the world without. That's why we say you must have that what? You must be able to press that brake pedal. As we operate in the world, that focus, that word that keeps us in check is what? Is the word caution. Caution. That is why we cannot allow the world to bring something contrary to us. We don't allow it. We don't allow any other influence outside scriptural definition of what should influence us, which is ministry. We don't allow anything to influence us outside this. The world is enough influence. The ministry of Christ is enough influence. The gospel of Jesus is enough influence. Amen. You know, in our days, it's easy for us to just go on Google. I used to have a friend back then. He said, he's a pastor, okay? That was also. Whenever we're in the that time when I was still in front of your school. So anytime this guy has a preaching on Sunday or on Thursday, I will see him on Google. What is he doing? He's browsing the message. Amen. You know, it's easy these days. People just want to build messages. Just go on Google, just punch those things. Hallelujah. Just press the word discipleship. You're going to see several definitions, even by a Buddhist. An imam will define for you. And you take it. Say, according to what? Zig Ziglar. In Christ. Zig Ziglar. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why? Because it's easy for us to get those information, and most of them, 99%, those information are contrary to that which is found in the world. Yeah. Yeah. Some of you have done it before. I have done it before. Back then in school, when you want to preach, you just go on. I mean, what is righteousness? Just carry Cambridge, carry Oxford, not the 20th century Cambridge, 21st century. That one's advanced. According to Oxford Dictionary, the word righteousness is what? Is the ability to not commit sin. Hallelujah. No, if you go further beyond Oxford, Cambridge also defined it for us. We thought we are preaching good. Hallelujah. Say the Bible is for us to explain its concept to us. Dictionary does not define us because you'll be shocked. Many atheists wrote that same word in the dictionary. Dictionary terms, Bible terms, they negate each other. There is no way you want to do it. Actually negates each other. So there is a wisdom in the world that we must abide with and abide by. And that wisdom is that what the word is enough. Say the word is enough. Praise the Lord. Okay, Hebrews chapter 13 verse 7. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 7. Glory, 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 glory. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7, please. Ensure your neighbor is writing. Where's the Bible? Can you write? She can write now. We have another Harry. When we are praying, he's also praying. When we are singing, he's singing. When we're rejoicing, he's rejoicing. The only thing is, he does not have a Bible. So he's a carnal believer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we don't deny them that influence also. When young ones come to church, please ensure they have their writing materials. They should be able to jot, no matter how little. It is a training of the Spirit. They must get used to it. Hebrews 13, verse 7. Are we there? Hebrews 13, 7. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering what? The end of the conversation. No, actually, in the Bible, we don't have anything as the best church. You know, right? You know that. You won't see anything like the best church. You know, to the church at Colossae, who is the best? Or who is the fruit of my... No. We don't have such. But there is that best church for you. Hallelujah. We don't have anything as the best church in the Bible, but we have that thing called the best church for you. You must know that which is best for you. Somebody said, yesterday he said, if you're a freelancer, I don't know if I'm correct with that English. If you're a believer that just up in today, different Sundays, like when we were in school, by the time school is resuming, especially when 100 level are just coming to school, we know that there's going to be that freshers package, right? So every fellowship, you will see us. We are executives in our fellowship, but we close early. Okay, and sometimes my fellowship starts by 10, so we would have from 6 a.m. first service at Redeem, MFM second service, do they have second service? Okay, winners third service, and by the time we are done for the day, hallelujah. Glory. Different packages. Enough lives. We still have some believers like that. Even after they left school, that attitude is still what? Still evident in them. So no, I won't be able to come this Tuesday, but I think I will come next Sunday. Where are you going? Hi, there is one Thanksgiving service holding there. What's the name of that church service? Dunamis, yes. Amen. I used to have one member, just come Tuesday, Thursday, on Sunday he's going to dance. This is how you don't understand. Tuesday, Bible seminar. What's the Sunday? Thanksgiving service. Which church? The Sunday I have to go and dance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is not God's will. It shows that if saints are not committed to their local church, you won't have church to be hopping in and out from. It's because some are committed to their church. That is why you can have where to go to every Sunday, different places every Sunday. It's because those ones decided to want to stay put in their own local church. Praise the Lord. So that's Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7 says what? Remember them that what? Which have the rule over you. The word the rule over you means what? Those men that governs you. People that what? That governs you. Remember them which have the rule over you. That is the men that governs you. I mean, that includes your local church. Okay? And when the writer of Hebrews says, remember them which have what? The rule over you. That is the men who governs you, right? That shows that for them to have rule over you, it means you are accountable to them. You get that right? You can't recognize the rulership of a man you are not what? You do not accept. Praise God. Like some still see Atiku as their president now. They say, okay, General Buhari and our Atiku, somebody like Tito. Amen. The Lord will save you. Praise the Lord. So that eliminates anywhere you can attend without accountability. Without accountability. You must be accountable. You must. These are not suggestive terms. These are instructive. They are what defines a believer. A believer is accountable. Hallelujah. Say with me, I am accountable. Okay? So, look at the next thing. Say, remember them which have the rule over you. Ahead. Who have what? Spoken unto you the what? That is, men who are what? Sound in the world. They have the rule over you. They are sound in the world.
Sorry, the way you're looking at me, I'm reading. When I'm writing and you're looking, just seem like me. Just appear, maybe you don't understand. Amen. So please, help me to write. Thank you, John. Say, church. Say, church.
Church
is a Bible school. So when you come to church, we come with that mindset of a student. Okay? So it was spoken to you the word of God. Men who are sound in the world. Okay, let's check the next one. Whose faith? I'm not hearing your voice. Whose faith? Considering the what? They have the rule over you. One. Say one. They are sound in the world. Say whose faith? Follow. The things that has heard of me. 2 Timothy 1 verse 1 and 2. The things that has what? Heard of me among many witnesses. Same. Say same. Same commit thou unto what? Faith. Who shall be able to what? That is the continuity. Hallelujah. We don't become innovative or creative. That's my style. You know, I think that's the divine assembly style. I think I have more style. We are rebellious. If a divine assembly style is the Bible style, that is the Christian style. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you don't say I have my own style. Praise the Lord. I think Jesus is glorified by just ministering to two people. Okay. It's not about feeling PR, no. 25 souls is too much, you know, considering my work and every other thing. You think you are smart, you are not smart. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because the obvious fact is, there are many people in much engaging work as you are doing, even much more than you, and yet they are still getting this thing. As I used to tell my people, all those excuses we actually work is going to make sense now. But there is a day where we shall stand before the world, that member seat. You will stand before Jesus. Say, Jesus, I used to work from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. next. And measure my neck, Apostle Paul. Hallelujah. Say, the man, Apostle Paul. As Pastor Chris said, you will see Apostle Paul in the market. Oh, bro, Paul, how far? Well done. You did us right. In the evening. Before you even go, I mean, the same guy you saw in the market, you were with him in the market. Before you even get to church, he's already in church before you. What is he doing? He's already teaching. Ha! This man, no, they tire. They tire, but that is what is expected and obtainable. The circular cannot replace the needed and the necessary. That your secular work can never replace our devotion to this cause. They only make sense here. They don't make sense before God. Praise the Lord. So, say what? Consider what? The end of their... So that is what you are going to consider. Why they are telling you to do what they want? What they are telling you to what to do? Why are they telling you those things which you are supposed to do? Why? The end of their conversation is the why. The intention behind that. Praise God. The intention be what? Behind that. Verse 8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and... So, that means the end point of ministry is not in things, but to build you up in Christ. Say, to build me up in Christ. So, that is what you must check the end result of their conversation. So I say again, the end point of ministry is not in things. Please ensure you're writing. When I'm talking, don't look at my face. When I'm explaining, you can look at me. The end point of ministry is not in things, but to build you up into what? Into Christ. Is it Jesus Christ the same? Yesterday, today, and what? Forever. No, there's a difference between preaching good and what? And preaching nice. He's a nice preacher. He has good oratory. Glory to God. Glory to God. We used to call them SMS. You know what that means, right? I still wonder. 6 a.m. to 11:30. By the time we are, by the time 12 p.m. is reached, they have done 6 services. Ow! Six! And in those 6 services, you're going to see some ladies, that's the job. At the entrance, we celebrate you. Glory. Just, we call them meeters and what? Greeters. Professor Pastor one day said, he saw somebody in the market and he finished preaching to the lady. And he said, actually, sir, what you are saying is the truth. You have not heard that before. But you're saying, but what? What you're saying is the truth. But I don't think I can leave my church. Nobody's saying you should leave your church. But do you agree that what I'm saying is the truth, right? And there's no way you will agree that what he's saying is the truth without considering your local church. I mean, the choice of the church you attend. He said, but what? I am in the meeters and greeters group. Hey! Say hey! Somebody's mother. Shame. I don't... He's a boring preacher. I think I need somebody that is very cool, like... Praise the Lord. You know, we have the 21st century principles of seesawing. No, not seesawing. Of church growth. Praise the Lord. So you're going to choose your suit color very well. You want to grow your ministry to match. To match in our school. Praise the Lord. There's a way you carry yourself. Your charisma. Your exposure, your what? Your disposition must not be that of a what? Of a boring preacher. Praise the Lord. So when you come to the church, you know, You can even, let me not go. Hallelujah. But I'm sure you understand what I'm trying to say, right? So there's a difference between, I love the preacher, praise the Lord, and the preacher will preach for 20 minutes, no scripture, one scripture, zero. I was reading a book, Rich Dad, Poor Kids. Hey! Praise the Lord. You know, to the undiscerning, he's a fine preacher, right? But preaching good up and preaching nice, they are different. The man that preaches the word is the good preacher. He is. As long as I love my pastor, you know, he speaks Queen's English. You'd be shocked. When you meet a man like Apostle Peter, I'm sure the only language that man understands is, which one? Hebrews. Praise the Lord. So, the question we are going to ask, he said, well, consider the end of their conversation. So, you are going to be asking, are they structure or man-minded, or you have so many other mindedness? Praise the Lord. Are they structure or man-minded, or are they materialistic? If you are not smart, if you see some smart materialistic preachers, they will never come to you as though they are smart. I mean, as though they are materialistic. They're going to weave some portions of sound teachings. I mean, it's actually not sound. Whatever they weave it, that nonsense. It's not sound. Praise the Lord. So we know Jesus has paid for our sins. Glory to God. Come on, rejoice in the Holy Ghost. I was in the church one day. There is a joint that is not far from our place. After service, says, the Bible says, and Jesus became rich, that I became poor, that we may become what? Rich. That we through his poverty may what? May be rich. Hallelujah. So, the son of a lion is what? A lion. Aha. The son of a soldier is what? A bloody civilian. Okay? Let's just say, the son of a soldier is a soldier. Something like that. The son of a tiger is what? A tiger. The son of a god is? So if your daddy, which is God, is the owner of heaven and earth, why should you be poor? It makes sense. Be, ah, not true. Come on now. Amen. It's okay. There is that grace. There is that what? That grace. See, it gives it what? To the soul. Except it falls to the ground and dies, it abided alone. That's preaching nice, right? Hallelujah. My pastor is looking at me. Amen. So, when you drop it on the floor, you must be expecting what? Harvest. Abundance. 21 days. Abundance. Oh, Lord of abundance. Say, even if you are rich. Now, that's where I caught him. Say, even if you are rich, oh, I know some of you are rich, you say, don't need the money. Even if you are rich, there's a grid that protects your seed. I say, yeah, your God. Let me tell you the truth. When you have a covetous preacher, both you, I used to say it this way. Let me find the way I used to say it. Okay. You see, both the members and the preacher, they deserve each. They can kill you if you touch that their sacred cow. It works for me, and so. After many years, 6 years. Hallelujah. It takes a covetous member to have a covetous what? Pastor. You both deserve yourself. Amen. So you must ask these questions. Are they man-minded? Are they structure-minded? Or they are materialistic? Considering the end of their conversation. That is what? Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. That is, it is to the end that we are built up in him, in Christ. Okay, 2 Corinthians 12, verse 11. 2 Corinthians 12, 11. 2 Corinthians 12, 11. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11. I am become a fool in glorying. You have compelled me, for I ought to have been commended for you. For in nothing am I behind the very chiefest apostles, though I be nothing. Please ensure you are opening your scriptures and you are reading. Please. Look around you. Ensure your neighbor is opening our scripture. You must look out for one another. Okay? Verse 12 now. Truly, the signs of an apostle were wrought among you in all patience, in signs and wonders and mighty deeds. For what is it written? Wherein you were inferior to other churches, except it be that I myself was not burdensome to you, forgive me this wrong. Verse 14. Behold, the third time I am ready to come to you, and I will not be burdensome to you. For I seek not yours, but what? Say again, for I seek not yours, but... Okay. For the children ought not to what? Lay up. But the parent for the... Verse 15, let's go together. And I will very gladly spend and be what? Spend for you. Though the more abundantly I love you, the less I will love. That selflessness of a minister is a further authentication that the man is of God. Write it down. That selflessness of a minister is what? A further authentication that the man is of God. I mean, you look around you, everywhere, in Jos, in Kaduna, in Mina, in Kubaya, you will always see that trait of selfless service. That selflessness. It is part of our in Christ realities. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We saw two things in Christ. We saw him what? We saw him as sacrificial. We saw him as selfless. So, to follow suit, he must be selfless. He must also be what? Selflessness is not, you know, look at me now, as at last 3 years, I was poor, and I gave all my heart to my first salary, I gave it to my church, and you can see it today, that my selflessness has what? Abandoned unto. Some are smart, though. You should have been seeing some of them around. That's not selflessness. Selflessness is not to an end. Selflessness is selflessness in itself. If I didn't say that. Is a further authentication that that man is of God. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 9. Let's read the verse 9 of that Hebrews 13. Hebrews 13, 9. Please pay attention to what this I will say. You have the rule over you. You're accountable to you. You're accountable to them. Whose faith follow? Considering the end of their conversation. This is why are they telling you to do that which you're doing? And you must also see what selflessness. Selflessness. Hebrews 13:9. Okay? Hebrews 13:9. Are we there? Let's go. Be not carried about with what? Divers and strange. Many times in the scriptures in the New Testament, whenever you see the word doctrine with S, actually connote first teaching many times, not all. Many times we have had an exception like one or two. Hallelujah. So when you see something like what? Strange doctrines, the same as false doctrine, is what the doctrine of the devil is what as the commandment of man. Praise the Lord. So that means what? The doctrine of Christ is singular. That is, it has a singular focus, singular emphasis, singular explanation. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and they be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines. For it is a good thing that the heart be what? Established with grace. It is a good thing that the heart be what? Established with grace. Not with what? Meat. The word meat there is the same as the strange doctrines there. Are not with meats which have not profited them that have been what? So another thing you are going to find in ministry is that singularity and singleness of purpose. Write it down. Another thing you are going to find in ministry is that singularity and what? Singleness of purpose. Christ. Hallelujah. So, what are the things you are going to find in a sound ministry? I'm going to be asking us, based on all the things I've actually highlighted earlier. Are we still writing? Let me wait for you. Okay? Everybody look at me. Thank you. Just, you can go over your notes. The things that we have said like 4 or 5 things. What are the things you're going to find in a sound ministry? Number one, who's helping me out? I'm going to call you. Thank you.
Nice discipleship.
Discipleship? Yeah, I've actually been describing discipleship all the while. Selflessness. Say selflessness. One. Okay. Another one. Sound doctrine. It's given to what? To sound doctrine. Accountability. Hallelujah. Continuity. Okay. Next. Singleness and singularity of what? Of purpose. Actually, that accountability, look at Hebrews 13, 17. It says, obey them that have the rule over you. Right? Same thing as he was saying in verse 7. Please look at your scriptures. Thank you. The same thing that he was saying in verse 7. Say what? Obey them that have the rule over you, right? And submit yourselves. What did he say? One, you're going to recognize him. Two, you're going to obey. Three, you're going to what? Submit. Submit. We have many loose canons today. They love to be submitted to, but they don't like submission. I know many of them. I used to have them as friends. They will always tell you everything that is wrong with what? With submission. But they themselves love it. Such men, we call them loose cannon. Attention seeker. Say what? You must obey them that have the rule over you and what? Submit yourselves. So accountability is a trait, is one of the traits of a spiritual man. Who are you accountable to? So, okay, even though I'm going to Edifice Assembly, I think my pastor is in Lagos. What are you doing here? So my pastor say, it's me. So my pastor say, I should come. He has an example. My pastor say, I should come. So who is your pastor? So are you going to meet your pastor? Or my pastor? Some even have one grand pastor. But the point is, tell me, if your pastor is in Lagos, hallelujah. And the Bible says what? Obey them. You must what? Recognize them. You must submit to them. What should you do? Submission is that what? It's part of the service. You're going to what? Park your car. Go to your pastor. Say, hey, sir, my pastor is in Lagos, but me, I'm in Taraba. Where did you school? Where did you meet your pastor? When I was in UNILAG. Where is UNILAG? Lagos. Okay. Where are you now? Taraba. Where's your pastor? Lagos. It's far. But when you were going for your 4-year course, it was not far. But when it comes to something that is so important as spiritual growth, you cannot park your load to Lagos. Amen. It is not done. It is not done that way. We always see Jesus and Peter. We always see Jesus and Paul. And James. We always see Jesus and John. Praise the Lord. Everywhere he goes, they follow. They met Jesus. I would like to go and bury my father. I would like to bury him. He said, well, let the dead bury their dead. You follow me. Follow me. You must take up that cross and follow. That is submission. That is accountability. That is discipleship. The man you cannot submit to is not what pick or is not what called your pastor. Praise the Lord. Okay, so the things you are going to find in the sound ministry, as you have been written it down, you are going to see what? Accountability, right? Man-mindedness. They are man-minded, nothing's minded. I said on Friday, ministry is in men and not in what? In things. When we consider men, we consider their growth and not their pockets. Ministry is what? Is in men and not in things. And when your focus is on men, you are going to what? Consider their growth and not their what? Their pockets. You don't. You don't put your eyes on your on the pockets of your members. So that you know what? It now be the drive behind your sermons. No? says that I will spend and be spent for you. That is a worthy example of what? Of an elder. An elder is selfless in serving the saints. Praise the Lord. So, you are going to see accountability, you are going to see mindedness, you are going to see singleness of purpose, you are going to see sound doctrine, sound in the word, and you are going to see selflessness. Just, it doesn't have to be in one particular order. Just write it down. Accountability, mind-minded, singleness of purpose, sound in the word, and what? Selflessness. So, you must be content with what you are learning. Write it down. You must be content or content with what you are learning. It is safer that way. Stay put. Say endure. Continue. Tarry. Stay with it. Is it boring? Yes, that is why you're going to endure it. Some people, they cannot. I mean, you know, you say what? For me, it is, for you, it is safe. Philippians 3:1, right? Is it 3:1 or 2:1? Okay. That repetition, it is in that repetition that you see what? That you see safety. We are not tired of saying the same thing over and over again. We are not tired of doing the same thing over and over again. You write an exam, you pray, you go for evangelism, you stay in church on Sunday to 7 p.m., amen. Hallelujah. You continue. This is the same thing I'm going to do. That is the same thing. I'm not going to become creative. I'm not going to go out innovative. No. I'm not going to be giving those schemes. No. We are not tired of saying the same thing over and over again. That's why we must continue and endure it. Sound doctrine has a perimeter. We don't go outside it. We stay within the confines of what is called sound. It's called elder teaching, awesome teaching. That is our what? Our allegiance. So we must be content with what we are learning. It is safer that what? Actually, it is that style that addresses stagnancy. It addresses what? Stagnancy. That simplicity. How did he do it? How is it done? I should continue the same thing. See, that has known my manner of life, my doctrine, my patience, my persecution. So, what you have seen me do, continue the same thing. Amen. See, this is not hard now. Except you are creative. That is why when you go to any of the different assemblies, the same style, the same thing, you see. Hallelujah. Why? Because we are what? We follow suit in the same pattern. Praise the Lord. Christianity is built on that what? On that apostolic tradition. And when we say apostolic tradition, say what? They are the foundation. I mean, we call them a foundation apostle, right? It's not that God gave, it's not that they were the first apostles to have that revelation. No. They are the ones, they are called foundational apostles because of what Jesus taught, they were the first person that he committed it into their hands to what? To push it to the word. I'm going to be a proof of my resurrection where? In Samaria, in Judea, in Jerusalem, to the uttermost part of the world. Hallelujah. That's why we call them that foundational apostles. So what do? We continue the same pattern. Same. Hallelujah. So, their tradition, their practice is what? Our discretion. Same thing as your local church. You continue. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15. 2 Timothy 3:15. Glory, 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 glory. Praise the Lord. Say it is impossible. It is possible. Say it is possible. Okay. It is possible. 2020 is a great year for us. Say it is possible.
It is possible.
Aha. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Mm-hmm. Pastor was saying, I don't know the knots. They have tightened our head. Aha. We are sold out. Say, I'm a man sold out. Say, I'm a man sold out. For this cause, I live. For this cause, I die. Preaching Jesus all over. Our life does not matter. Yeah, only Jesus matters. Our ambition does not count. Our desires does not matter. Only our obedience, our allegiance to the gospel of Christ, to that ministry of Christ, to the world be covered with the glory of God. Say it is possible. Hallelujah. Say, I will play my part. Say, I will play my part. And I will take it further. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 3:15. It is not impossible. No. Jesus gave us the doctrine. He gave us the pattern. He gave us the tools. We will pray well. We will study hard. We will preach hard. And we continue the same thing. Glory to God. Glory to God. Okay? 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14. Say, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and has been assured of. Uh-huh. Knowing of whom, that's what? Verse 15. And that from a child, that's what? Eros graphy, right? Is that it? Eros graphy. Grammar, sorry. Which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Okay, now, all scripture, that is what? Graphy, right? The entire documentation is given by what? By the inspiration of what? Of God. That is, it has the same source, which is the Spirit. Okay? And is profitable for what? The word profitable there is the word advantageous. It is useful and advantageous for what? For doctrine, say doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction in righteousness. Write it out. Doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction. Doctrine, teaching, reproof, assurance, conviction, correction, instruction. So, hello, let me ask this question. In which entity of man can we find this? Can we find these four things? Teaching, that is doctrine, conviction over time, correction and instruction. Think. In what entity of man? Sir? Mind? No. I mean, in what sphere of human endeavors can you find this? Eh? I mean, just outside. I need an answer. School. Hallelujah. Say school. Say school. In the school, you're going to see instruction. You're going to see what? Correction. They're going to teach you until your what? Until you are grounded. That is what you prove. Assurance, conviction. And the word doctrine is what? Did that tell you right? Eh? Teaching. So you're going to find that in the school. So, these are academic words applied for a spiritual work. Doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction. Romans is ensure your neighbor is writing. They are found where? In the academic world. So, Paul had to borrow those words to what? To define for us how the spiritual work should be. So, these are academic words applied for a spiritual work. So, if the church will build men to maturity, it will be academic in structure. Write it down. If the church will build men to what? Maturity, it will be what? Academic in structure. You're going to find those things there. Teaching. Reproof, corrections and instructions. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So I say if the church will build men to maturity, it will be what? It will be academic in structure. So your idea of a local church should be what? That's your idea of what? Actually. We are not supposed to borrow from the school. The school is supposed to learn from us how the pattern should be. Hallelujah. That academic pattern ought to be what? To be learned from the church. That is, when you come to the church, those are the things you are going to see. It must be academic in its approach or in our approach. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So when you are coming to the local church, it must be what? It must have that, I mean, you must have that back of your mind as a subconsciousness that what? You are coming to a school to learn. Amen. You know, even our parents, it is when most of the times when problems have happened, has happened, that your parent will now try to be. JB, I say you should not go. Hallelujah. Be the son of, when you're going to school, they tell you, be not the son of whom you they are reacting, right? But doctrine is being proactive. Doctrine is what? Proactive. We will build you up before the day. It is not the day when I will tell you, okay, bro, Anthony, right? What do you say, is it? Yesterday, as I was dreaming, you know, as I was dreaming yesterday, the Lord said, I should go and pastor. No, I don't have a land. Okay, don't worry, I have two mountains here. Yeah. If you go there, you see my name there. It's not far. After that, NAPC. I have two mountains there. So I can dash you one. Say, okay. Is that what you saw? So what are you looking for? So I think I'm looking for bell and pulpit. Amen. Not that some of us actually approach ministry. That thing will just grab you. Pow, just looking for mic. Training, zero. Hallelujah. We not be any different. Funny assertions. Did write exam? You are not serious. Try and be in the church of Apostle Paul. And see any difference. You think us fell down, he died. The man Paul went back, praise him, but continue it. And if, I mean, you don't understand what that means. That's the real fall and die. Fall and die is not when you have done bad things. It's when pastor have finished drilling you, fall down, pow! And you don't raise you back, come on back, continue. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, when I see this thing, I used to remember. You know, when you sleep, you don't finish your destiny. How big are you pretty there? What is it? You will sleep, you will wake up, you continue. Is it all? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You cannot survive like that. That your attitude, that disdain training cannot survive in the church of Paul. Not to even talk of the church of Jesus. The man Jesus was with what? He was with some men, unbelievers, for 3 days. Unbelievers, 3 days, no food. He did not offer them food at all. Say, Jesus is not nice. Jesus is not caring. He knows that they were hungry, but first things first. He taught unbelievers for 3 days. Let that ring. That should ring a bell. Because after they were done, hallelujah, that Paul, Peter, I want to what? He want to send them for. Jesus, Peter, have they eaten? Peter said, no. Say what they are. Peter said, somebody has. Baba don't they hungry. He don't calculate. He don't ask. Who get food? You know, it didn't take him time when Jesus asked. He says, one guy get food. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But what happened? It was after 3 days teaching. Say teaching. Say teaching. I got allergy teach. Hallelujah. Teaching. 3 days. Unbelievers. The men without the Spirit of God. Pastor will tell you remove your wristwatch and you're already frowning your face. Pastor is even nice. He tell you that if you want to go, you can. Some people will still go. You are not ashamed. Sure. Shame on you. And as you are growing, I'm sorry, not tell you that you don't have sex. Sorry. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Jesus taught unbelievers for 3 days. They came back again for the same food. They were labor not for the meat that perishes, but that which endure unto what? Eternal life. And he started in John 6. He said, this is the heart, say, your girl cannot bear it. And they left one after the other. There's no food today. I know what you're looking for. You're not looking for it because of what I did. You're looking for it because of the miracles. So we don't run after miracles, we run after the word. Want to do miracles? We sound in the word. Simple. I used to tell people, when you run after miracles, don't worry. A greater miracle, when you build your ministry on miracles, a greater miracle worker will still your member. A miracle is not eternal. Lazarus was raised from the dead. He died again. You receive healing today, that does not mean next year you cannot receive another. But there is that which endures unto eternal life. It never dies. Say it never dies. That is where they should find you. And miracle is easy for the man of the world. The Bible says, well, we have been translated from the kingdom of darkness unto the kingdom of his dear son. How does that happen? Via the preaching of the gospel. That is the greatest miracle that has ever happened before. For you to preach the gospel and you what? Eternally redeem a man from hell to what? Eternity. What other miracles will be hard for you to do? Amen. And if you look into all the miracles of Jesus, it was not because Jesus did all the, look at it, all the miracles Jesus did was for a reason. And it was to teach men that main thing, which is salvation. And you will never see anywhere Jesus say, okay, testimony time. No. Jesus even tell them, don't say it. That is the discretion of a minister. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, a church will teach you, get feedback, and teach you again. Make sure you have a Bible, your writing materials, and your pen. You must be working. If they're not working, some people have other pen, they can borrow you. The church must teach you, get feedback, and what? Train you, retrain you, continue the training. That is it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is why if you're an assembly, you are like, you write exam for... I think I'm done with my face of mockery. They are deceiving you. Story. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And that is our safety. We are going to train you. We're going to get feedback from you. And we're going to continue the same life again. So the church will teach you. Hallelujah. Get feedback. Praise the Lord. And teach again. That is the church. Hallelujah. So that is why we don't preach to feel cool in the church. Our preaching is to an end, that Christ be built up in you. He said, my children, in whom I travel in birth, till Christ be formed in you. I show your writing, please. Till Christ be formed in you. So we don't preach to feel cool, no? No, some ministers actually want to preach to so as for them to be sure they are a good preacher. You are not serious. We don't preach to fill ourselves. We preach to the end that our hearers understand us. There's nothing in your preaching. If the man looking at it, just, oh, glory, oh, how? After the service, what did he learn? Oh, I saw one thing. Like a guy that came to our church in Kaduna one day, and after my preaching, the guy even was, he said his leg was paining. They even carried you and gave you to stretch his leg. After the whole thing, when first time I was to say, everything the pastor said, it was just one thing that I picked. Hey, one word is all I need. I said, yeah, after 3 hours, one word. Trust me. Next time he came, in front, carry your Bible, you will write. I will see it. You pick one word, I lie. You pick everything today. I will preach it. I say one word. Oh! I mean, that's wickedness. You are pitying me. I just pick one word. You know, I'm a pastor in living faith. I just pick one word. That's good. If you're a pastor, you pick everything. You will learn. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because you are badly trained. Amen. So, for church to progress, it cannot thrive on punchlines. What Pastor Nika we call punchlines? Some people are experts in punchlines. Because Jesus is the word for the day. Glory. 100 likes, 2,000 shares. Say, I'm a man of God. Scriptures are not giving us for punchlines. They are giving us for what? They are giving us for explanation. The word sophizo. Is that what? It's a study to show thyself approved. The word study is the word sophizo. It's not study to preach now. You'll be study hard. Sophizo is smart, sorry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a study to show thyself approved. Approve that you are of God. So your pastor must build and must drill in you that diligence. A diligence to that studious lifestyle.
You will pray.
And you will pray hard.
You will what?
You will learn hard and you will reproduce the same thing. Praise the Lord.
So for church to progress, it cannot thrive on punchlines. It must be on the doctrine of Christ. It must be on the doctrine of what? Of Christ.
So we said the word doctrine, the word reproof, the word correction, the word instruction can only be found where? In school. See, don't think God is foolish. God knew what he was doing. God looked at every heart, A-R-T, every heart of man, and he specifically, he went for what? He went for that school structure.
Amen. He saw theater heart, he didn't pick it. He saw frying dodo, he didn't pick it.
Hallelujah.
He saw a retitor there, he didn't pick it. Amen. He saw school, and he what? He picked it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And what do we see in school? Amen. Okay, for you to be a medical doctor, how many years is it going to take you? 70. H3. KG1. Let's start. Which 7 years? Count it now. At least it will take like 20 years of your life. More than that, right? Right? Is it more than that? Like 24. Let's just say 24. For you to be a surgeon, you have to spend another 8 years. That's 16 years. So 16 plus 24, 30 years to be a medical. 32. Thank you, sir. So how many years will it take you to be a word man, Facebook post? Facebook post. Shame. Hallelujah. So what is there? What is there? It's not by the exam. They wrote the exam, they will score 60. If the exam is not important, why did you score 60? If it's not by exam, score 100. Let's see. So, in school, we don't see much excitement.
Moses, I'm happy to see you. It's like we're in Nazareth State, right? Glory to God. We are there for you.
Hallelujah. In school, we don't see much excitement. Come to engineering class, and your HOD comes out. Good morning. I think I have some of your colleagues are going to be performing for us this morning. Can we have the drummers?
Can we have the drummers and the singer and the dancers? But lie, you will first check the entrance. You will look very well. Especially when you know, there's some courses, maybe it's 5 units course, and you have test that day. And lecture is to come up dance.
Amen.
Even theater, they don't dance anyhow. They don't dance anyhow, they dance for Mark. Even theater hat is not far from a department, we used to share the same wall.
Jesus. Every 5 p.m. to 4 a.m., they are dancing.
So, to you be a certified dancer, you're in trouble. Not to talk of being a word man.
Hallelujah. Ever dancing. 1 a.m., they are just coming back from Riaza.
I was in dance and drama, CDH. These are tall because I was playing that local drum. You will drum your destiny out. You're not just drumming to freestyle. No. You will drum according to certain culture. You see blood in our hand, and you must keep drumming.
Amen.
So we don't even, that which you see as unserious is actually even serious. They are the most serious department in Faculty of Arts.
Amen.
So when you enter, engineering class or medical class, and they are dancing. We are dancing. We are singing. Biochemistry dancing. Haba.
You will not have sense. All of you, senseless. And the Bible, Jesus used the word school to define a local church. That is, when you come to the church, you will not see excitement. I am radical for Jesus. And you put it on your head and you are running inside the church. Is that how to be radical for Jesus? Your mates are few people, they have saved like 500 souls in a year. You are still putting it on your head and you are somebody's daddy. Shame. Your children should be looking at you. Your daddy, see my daddy. I am radical for Jesus.
Your mates are raising the dead. Your mates are healing the sick. Your mates are writing exams. Your mates are what they are joyful when they hear the word village outreach. I met somebody on evangelism ground. We asked you, do you think I'm going to go to heaven? I say, I'm going to heaven. I say, why? Because I'm a technical unit. Yay. Who is your pastor? Who is your pastor? Technical unit. And they are laboring their night, sweeping the church, thinking in there they will find eternal life. Thank you, bro. Hallelujah. So we don't see much excitement. We see labor. Say labor. We see labor. The word labor means what? To toil. Hard work. I'm not writing. I'm not preaching nice. I'm preaching good. So, if you believe I'm preaching good, right? You will see toiling. Labor. That is what you see there. You will see accountability. Be careful of a man of God that has no one is submitted to. Run away from such men. They are time bomb. I said on Facebook one day and they nearly finished my destiny. Yeah, I'm learning from Pastor Hay. On Pastor Hay's birthday, you are the one that formed my theology. On Pastor B, Pastor B's birthday. This doctrine, you taught me well. I am here because you said yes. Pastor C, you have been correcting me and instructing me. Who exactly is your pastor? Who exactly are you submitted to? Who? There must be accountability. They must be able to trace it to a place. I'm not saying they trace it to a place because you come on Sunday. No, you are not a member. A serious one, actually. They can trace you to a place where Tuesday service they see you. Wednesday they see you. Even Vigil they see you. 21 hours you're there. 70 hours you're there. That is a man we can trust with the life of men. Hallelujah. So there must be accountability. There must be consistency. Because if you go to school, something's made up a scholar. For you to be a first class student, it must be that what you are always coming to the class. Amen. Amen. Are you getting what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, right? For those of you even if you're a student or you have finished school, you must go to class. There's some crazy department that if you miss attendance, you are dead. I used to have some lecturers, then 5 a.m. lecture. And you will come, they will not do anything, just write attendance, just go. And that's the test. So you will pay attention to what? Attendance. Amen. You're going to attend what? Lectures. Are you getting what I'm saying? You are going to study and study hard. You are going to write assessments. You are going to be assessed. Hallelujah. You are going to write exam. If you have carryover, you will rewrite it. If you have spillover, you will stay until you are done. Amen. After you have gotten your certificates as an engineer, you are still going to register what? In the, what do they call them? Correct. That one is another study on itself. For you to be a PhD holder, you must have written so many theses. Amen. Before you are what? Awarded professorship. You must have what? Got it to a height. And you will keep learning. That is why when you see many of those professors are very poor, except when they are doing an election. Selah. They keep studying. Even a medical doctor never stops studying. Why? Because they must be updated day in, day out. So if that is expected from a school, what about the local church? Why do you disdain that? Which points to this? Hallelujah. So we don't disdain exams. It is godly to write exams in church. Say look. People are looking at me. I don't think we have such a. Hallelujah. I can see the script. Amen. So we don't see excitement. We see labor. We see accountability. We see consistency. We see attendance. So this is the same commitment we must put into spirituality. This is the same commitment we must what? Put into spirituality. That means the church must not be less demanding on you than your school was to you. The church must not be less demanding on you than your school was to you. judge must not be less demanding on you than your school was to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this is the structure that is in the Bible. This is what defines a local church. This is the structure that is found in the Bible. We see Apostle Paul will send Timothy to a church, he will withdraw him back, he will teach him, he will send him again. Amen. In that Corinthian church, he sent Titus and Timothy to the church. He said, what? I know they have they have the same spirit as mine, and they are not chargeable to you. Amen. So he will send them. When the writer of Hebrews was writing, he said, what? I will send your brother Timothy, my brother Timothy to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Apostle Paul will say, let us go back. Praise the Lord. To where we once established churches. We go back to see how they are doing. Arguably, he said that the only church he didn't go to physically was the Colossian church. Okay, they have many churches there. But you see what? Epaphras, who is one of you? He saw him, so he labored day and night for you. They saw him, they called him back, and they sent him back again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They will say to Archippus, that what? You fulfill your ministry. So we are going to have Epaphras in the local church. We are going to have what? Archippus. But yeah, they are all product of trade. The man that keeps us will still be betrayed. So it is not a one-off thing. It is our everyday life. That approach to Christianity. That doggedness. That seriousness. That labor. That consistency. That is what we find in the Bible. That is how we can grow. Amen. So what? Upon the resurrection, he gave gifts of men. For what? For the perfecting of the saints. For the work of ministry. They all formed together for what? For the edification of the church. Until we all come. That is growth. The growth that tilts towards ministry. That is growth. A man must train you. A man must approve you. And you must still be approved. You must continue that approval. Amen. It is not the ego apprenticeship where you are done. You say, okay, sir, where is my next shop? You know, when you are done learning, they're not okay, let us open your own shop for you. And that's all. No. Even if you have a shop, you are still going back to go and learn other basics. Amen. If your boss has updated his knowledge, you come back to what? To also get up the same. So the boss keeps learning. You keep what? Being trained. Same pattern, same thing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, ministry is discipleship. Say ministry is discipleship. You're not loud. Ministry is discipleship. It can never be done online. It is not done on what? You have blessed me on this space. That does not mean it's your pastor. You have been blessing me on this social media space. There is that word, I know my sheep. And my sheep, I see them daily. I know them. They're accountable to me. I am responsible for them. That's why he said in that Hebrews 13:18, he said, well, pray for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That we may maintain this sincerity. Because we have a commitment to you. Because we must give account of you. So it is a two-way thing. You are what? You are committed to us. We are what? Also committed to you. Ministry is discipleship. It cannot be done online. Pastor Sika, you remember that Sunday that we were arguing this? One Sunday like that. That celebrity pattern of ministry has contributed to the stagnancy of ministry. Pastor looking for social media applause. Looking for likes. It's only on Facebook that you're a pastor. You have no real life disciple. Sure. Now be edifying the whole body of Christ. I said to you this morning, you now see those ones that does not have church too. Instructed, sir. Check the man you are saying instructed to. Is he accountable? Who is he submitted to? Praise the Lord. That is why it may look rigid, but I think even the local church should regulate our social media activities. Sanity on social media, right? We've talked about it. They should. Can't just be found everywhere. You cannot. It's not possible. Look at your leaders. You can never see them misbehave on Facebook. It's not possible. That's training. The work is on ground, not online. It's not word. Light. I start preaching rubbish. I don't see church member. Hallelujah. That's celebrity pattern of, you know, just like the name pastor. What pastor is the word? It's a word for bishop. It's a word for shepherd. You're going to feed the flock. It's that feeding that is there. It's responsibility. Cannot be a pastor over people that have pastors. Hallelujah. You teach them that church today, on Friday, and on Sunday, they are sharing the another church program, Grace to Elevate. And you call those on your member. They don't recognize you as a pastor. Hallelujah. It is not done part time. It is full time. And it is on ground. It must be evident. People must be able to point to your foot. Say, you are my joy and my crown. That statement must be said. They found him. They found his disciples. They found them in the synagogue. They said, well, these guys must have been with Jesus. There is an evidence. Hallelujah. I'm not saying they dress the same way. I'm saying, well, you can see that same pattern of ministering there. That is discipleship. And in discipleship, everybody left something to follow Jesus. Discipleship will take from you. Everybody left something to what? To follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. My friend, how are you? Everybody left something to follow Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay, Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. Now, Matthew 28, 18. No turning back. Matthew 28, 18. Hope you are getting it. Okay, thank you. Matthew 28, 18. And Jesus came to them and spake on. And Jesus came and spake unto them. Let's go together, everybody. Saying, all is given unto me in heaven and in what? In earth. Verse 19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Verse 20. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded. Do you see where he gave them that tradition now? And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the what? The word teach there is the word matituo. It means to make a student out of him. To make a scholar out of him. Matthew. M-A-T-H-E-T-E-U-O. It is from the word Matthias, which means a pupil, a learner, a student. Another version is, go into the world and make disciples. So a disciple is a student. A disciple is a scholar. A disciple is what? Is a learner. So the relationship between the disciple and the discipler is academic. The structure is academic. So you're going to make a student of the word out of it. Praise the Lord. So church is a school pattern. Church is what? A school pattern. As I've said earlier, I said, in fact, the school should be learning from where? The school should be learning from the church. The church is a school pattern. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say what? Go in therefore and what? Make disciples. Make scholars out of him. Make students of the world out of him. A disciple is a pupil. A disciple is a learner. A disciple is a student. And the discipleship is what? Is academic instruction. There will be teaching. There will be feedback. Then what? There will be teaching again. They will teach you. They will assess you. They will get feedback. And they will continue the same thing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So he said what? Teaching them to what? To observe. All things. Say all things. Whatsoever I have what? So, Jesus taught them and they ought to teach others also. Jesus taught them and they ought to teach others what? Also. Write it down. Jesus taught them and they ought to teach others also. So, this pattern of Jesus, it is what makes teaching have a lasting effect. This pattern of Jesus, I'm sure your neighbor is writing, is what makes teaching have a lasting what? Effect. Why do I say so? The disciples of Jesus for 3 and some years, I mean some months, years, I mean 3.5 years anyway, let's just put that way. Okay? And afterwards, what happened? Upon the crucifixion of Jesus, they went back. Right? So in John 21:15, Jesus met the same guy that has been with Christ. He has been learning, right? So what happened? He saw him what fishing. And he said, Peter, thou lovest me what? Lovest me more than what? What should you do? When he was praying on the Mount of Transfiguration, he found them sleeping. He went back to him 3 times. But I've prayed for you, right? Okay, say what? And after you have what? Strengthened thy brother. Jesus came back upon resurrection. He continued teaching. In Luke 24:25, say what? All fools are slow of heart to believe. He said what? And Jesus told us, in that act, when Luke was not recorded, he said what? He was with them for 40 days, teaching and expanding. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he taught them, he retaught them, he kept teaching them. So he said, well, continue that same lies. Praise the Lord. So that is the pattern. And that is what makes this have a lasting effect. It is not a one-off thing, no. It must be continuous. Training and retraining. Teaching and teaching again. Don't underrate or overrate yourself. You can actually, what, still forget that which you have been taught. So we go back again. Teaching is like righteousness by faith. Forgiveness of sins, they are not what? We cannot exhaust them. We always go back to that same basics over and over again. You'll be shocked that many already forget. Amen. Now, the days, you remember when you're learning, when you're just learning forgiveness of sins, right? You're just all out. I'm forgiven by Christ. I know. Go on evangelism, you preach forgiveness of sins to somebody. Praise the Lord. But there's a way you will go too far. And when you now do something wrong, you will lose that consciousness. Don't get me wrong. Now start to what? Start to wallow in guilt. And for you to pick up yourself again and get better. You forget that you once preached that same thing to people. Hallelujah. As simple as that, you still need it over and over again. Actually, our growth is in that basics. That is why the way you grow is the way you grow. Pastor Dika, you say. Praise the Lord. You must continue learning. Hallelujah. Okay, I will soon round up. So this is what we call the Great Commission, right? We call this the Great Commission. Go ye therefore and preach to all nations, right? Okay. And teach all nations. The Great Commission, write it down. is to disciple men for ministry. The same way you have been discipled. Continue thou in the things thou hast what? Learned of me, none of whom you what? The things you heard of me are among many witnesses. Commit thou to what? To faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. So we say, past persecution does not have to be a persecution. Absence. Past is it that you don't have sense? Say, you know my doctrine. You know my patience. You know my manner of life. You know my persecution. Hallelujah. When you see Paul, you see an example in Timothy. You see an example in Titus. You say, I know of them. They have the same spirit as I have. They will never be chargeable to you. That is discipleship. I'm not saying by hairstyle. I mean by pattern. The same pattern that you can establish from the scriptures. Don't forget I said earlier, the church must be academic in nature. Why? Because that's what doctrine, reproof, correction and instruction can only be found in that entity of man called the school. So among every of our heart, ART of men, God chose that school pattern. And what do you see in school? You don't see excitement. You see labor. Hallelujah. You see labor. You see consistency. You see attendance. You see assessment. You see examinations. They don't rush you out. No, they will ensure you are fit. Amen. Hallelujah. So, today and the coming year, we are going to be saying to ourselves that what the mission is what is possible. The mission is what? That agar that we raise, he said, the gold am I, the silver am I, and the glory of the what? Of the latter shall be greater than that of the former. Why? I have the gold. I have the silver. He did not say, I have silver, I have gold. He said, I have thee, definite. That is, the instruments, the tools for the building of the latter house shall be from where? From mine. It shall be mine. Hallelujah. Therefore, we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus. The word created in Jesus means what? Every fabric of your creation is taken from Christ. Same with ministry. Every pattern is from Christ. Don't forget what I said. He was with unbelievers for 3 days. He taught them without even offering them food. First things first. Same thing with Paul. Ours must not be different. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Okay, choir, come and sing that song for me. The desire of God. Amen. Amen. Say, I will play my part. Say, I will play my part. So, to have a word of, what? To have a word of men and the word filled with the Spirit, it is not impossible. I will play my part. You will play yours. We take it further. And we what? We keep doing the same thing over and over again. We commit the same to people. We don't get tired of this. It may be boring, but that's our safety. It may be repetitive. It is our safety. Are you not praying? I am given to learning. I am dogged in this. The desire of God to endure and to fill the earth with his glory. It's not impossible. It's not impossible. The desire of God. The desire of God to indwell man and to fill the earth with his glory. It's not impossible. It's not impossible. Oh, Shatakarabana, Shambakata. To have a world of sons, a world of men filled with the Spirit. It's not impossible. It's not impossible.
We enter the new year with this mindset. It is impossible. It is not impossible. It is not impossible.
And to fill the earth with his glory. It's not impossible. No, it's not impossible. Impossible.
Pray with the words that you have received. I see myself committed. Oh, my heart remains simple. In the lega dunda zude bine ente lega dunda zide dide dide osha. En rega de 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 osha talavaruske. En lega de 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 osha. In brakata osha da bada. En talelu da bundo sube dide 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 dide. The desire of God to see men filled with the Spirit of God. It is not impossible. And like a town to shine a minimum mosquito. Ay, alalosha. Come on, brethren, pray. Ay, to, you see the will of God being possible. Being possible. In the name of Jesus. You see yourself committed to it. It is possible. In the name of Jesus. Ah, legatau shada badada. In ta. I give myself for doctrine. I give myself for correction. I give myself for reproof. I give myself for reproof. In the name of Jesus. Eka ta. Ah, rabababababunda. Eka te. For instruction in righteousness. That the man of God may be totally furnished for good works. Oh, the mission of God is possible. The mission is possible. The mission is possible. A robopa. A solo kotoba. Intananananama. A faradi. A lakototota. A yatatatata. Oh, yala baba 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 shataka. Eko pandia. Esololosha. Eko tutu shadaba. Itala. I see what God sees. The will of God for the whole world. Yes, it is possible. It is men that came and said it was not possible. Today we declare that it is possible. It is possible. Ashala kata da 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 ush. Areba la katana mandosh. Da 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 da. Come on, give yourself to prayers in this direction. Oh, yala ba 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 ba. Shata katabo. Etatatinos, elegetemandos, infandalelidos, elandos, ubabande, ekina namanamolos katata. It is possible. By the word, it is possible. By the spirit, it is possible. Ayala katatata. Every man, listen to me, the light of God. It is possible. Oh, yala kateke bosh. Entalabadabadosh. Entolabadabadosh. Inekatebedabadabosh. Elekatebedabosh. Eredatebedabosh. Shadabosh. Come on, pray. Asatata. Alakabosha. Evidos. Elidos. Elakututututu. Shabadosh. I am not the one that is sluggard to this reality. I'm not the one that is lazy to this reality. I see what God sees. He said this is the will of God concerning men, that all men may be saved. All men may be saved. Oh, I see it. It is possible. I see it. It is possible. Katatatata ush de videos. Elakotosa pusha divos. Etatatatatosh. Elaba dunda shida. Ekatatatatosh. Eladatatosh. Come on, give yourself to prayers. Ikototosh. Ekidigidigidibosh. Alabadas. Alababababababababababosh. Oh, it is possible. I take it further from one to another, from one to another. I do my part. In lady, I remain simple. In lady, my heart remains simple. In lady, my heart remains simple. In teaching men, my heart remains simple. In teaching others, my heart remains simple. Oh, legata dadosh. Etatatosh. Ebababosh. Elagadosh. I am available for doctrine. I am available for reproof. I am available for correction. I am available for instruction in righteousness. Tanta don shana menemonos. Anton don dam bandelebos. Ekadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadad laga bababaus ekata dadadadosha elato sibadi akatata taus. Come on, pray, 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 pray. Atoto sevira ekata tatata. If your heart sees this as impossible before, stay in the place of prayer till you see it possible. It is the word of God. He said, go into the world. Go into the world. Pray to every man. To every man. That means it's possible. He said, beginning from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria to the uttermost part of the world. The death of Christ is for all. The death of Christ is for all. The death of Christ is for all. Forgiveness of sins is for all. It is for all. We see men given to the gospel. We see men doing the works of Jesus. We see men.